When you're pregnant, you start reading about the cost of having a baby. When you start reading about the cost of having a baby, you learn about the cost of sending that baby to college and immediately start saving all your money in a 529 plan. When you save all your money in a 529 plan, you save no money in your 401k, thinking your son will get a business degree from Harvard and take care of you in retirement. When you think your son will take care of you in retirement, he changes majors and gets a degree in jazz studies. When he gets a degree in jazz studies, he moves back home with you, and you have to support him. When you have to support him, you don't get to retire. Don't be forced to work through retirement to support your jazz-loving adult son. Stop investing without a plan and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
Troy, you did some jazz studies in college, didn't you?
Oh, of course.
Is that?
I was glad that was one of your specialties. Glad that you started the back and forth, because I was noticing when you hear that slap and the cry of a baby, you act like your head shy.
I got a twitch, man. It gives me a twitch.
How many kids do you have now?
It says, we got number five coming next month, man. And
Jared gets a little head shy when he hears the baby slap. When you're pregnant,
it's the slap more than anything. The cry, you know, it's just become, it's like, I don't know.
It's welcome home,
Dad.
Pretty
much because you're crying with them.
There's a constant cry around my house by someone or another at some point. I'll
often
tell you, it's
you.
Constant. Yeah, yeah. Primarily me, yeah. But sometimes the babies, you know.
All right.
So we have one particular provision within the tax code we really want to dig into today.
I mean, it was kind of one of the more, I would say, applicable components of the bill to sort of what we do from a planning standpoint. And, you know, especially because we just got through doing some of it with a few of our clients, we thought it a good time to sort of talk about it today, especially since, obviously, from our first segment, the bill is a hot topic today with some of these new provisions. And so the case, if you will, today is sort of revolving around the repeal of the recharacterization of your Roth IRA. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with that, or maybe have not implemented that strategy before, basically, if you chose to convert any of your traditional or rollover IRA assets to a Roth IRA, then you had the option up until October of the following year for the tax deadline to recharacterize that conversion and move it back to the IRA. Now, you might say, well, why would I want to do such a thing if I made the decision in the first place to convert it? Well, there are many different reasons. A couple of the more common that we've seen are that people don't always understand the tax implication of what they're doing, believe it or not. They make that decision rather quickly, and once they become familiar with the full tax impact of that decision, they want to recharacterize and then potentially reconvert, which you're allowed to do. Now, we've also seen some instances where, and in fact, we just had one recently before the end of this past year, where a client needed to take a required minimum distribution, which you have to do after age 70 and a half, from your traditional IRA. If you have to take an RMD and you do not, and then choose to convert to your Roth IRA, that is disallowed. So you cannot convert to your Roth unless you first take your required minimum distribution. So in his case, he had to recharacterize and then reconvert the amount that he wanted to convert, which was different than the original amount. So that would be another scenario. Now, you know, one last example I'll give you is there are some, and I don't know how much this played into this part of the bill, but there are some clients that want to take advantage of a decline in the positions that they might have converted to their Roth. And if they have declined over the course of the year, then, of course, they're worth less maybe later on in the year. So by recharacterizing...
That would never happen here, though.
No, I've seen it. I didn't say we did.
I'm just kidding. Don't take that to the bank. I know the SEC's listening. Everybody's listening. Yeah. Just a joke. It was
so,
a joke.
Exactly.
It was just
exactly.
Got jokes. Just got jokes.
But it is a consideration that some make. And so, you know, know, look, the point is there's a lot of different reasons why you might have wanted in the past to recharacterize a conversion that you made from your traditional IRA to your Roth.
So the bottom line is they won't do it now, survey says.
You cannot do it now under the new bill. That has been repealed, and that is no longer an option. So the bottom line is if you are choosing to do a Roth conversion, you need to be very clear about the implications of doing so, because it cannot be undone like it could have in the past, and is much more of a permanent decision than it once was. So,
well, let's talk then about what exactly you're describing. A traditional IRA, you actually get to contribute money.
Yep.
Before it's taxed.
Exactly. So you've got tax deferred dollars.
Not always.
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yep.
Right. But in a Roth, you pay the tax and then put the money into the Roth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a taxable event when you convert from an IRA to a Roth IRA. The one of the advantages of doing so is
I'm not going to interrupt you, but
no,
I want to clarify
ahead.
Because if you are, and this is getting into minutia, but that's why you hire professionals,
right?
You can have after-tax money go into a traditional IRA.
Right. A non-deductible contribution.
Right. Non-deductible. And then you have to track your basis, as the IRS calls it, on an 8606 form.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you convert, the basis comes out tax-free, but the growth does not.
Right.
But it's a proportion ratio.
Right.
So I understand everybody's – now you're driving down the road right now and you want to run your car into the wall. What we're saying to you is that none of this stuff is simple.
Right.
It's not simple. But for – to Jarrett's point, if you just think of a traditional IRA as all pre-tax money, everything you convert is going to have to pay tax on.
Right.
If you made a mistake, you can't unconvert.
Yeah. Right.
And it's all the more reason, to your point, to see a professional about it now, because with it being much more a permanent decision, it's not something that you want to rush into or try to do before the end of the year without fully – because I think that's where a lot of people were getting themselves into trouble. You know, December rolls around.
Right.
They decide they want to convert. Didn't fully understand the implications of doing that, and then it's like, okay, well, now that the new year's entered and we're getting into our tax return, oh, hey, I didn't realize it was going to be that impactful. Let's recharacterize it, and then maybe we reconvert a smaller portion of that original conversion. But now you don't have that opportunity, and so it is something you want to take a lot more seriously. But listen, while we're talking about recharacterizations, the conversions are still a valid strategy, and there's a lot of good reasons to do that, which maybe is better saved for another show. But don't misunderstand the terminology here. Conversions are still allowable under the new bill.
Oh, I would suggest to you, under this new tax bill, because rates are lower,
exactly,
and the AMT rate went up, meaning or that the threshold for you to fall into AMT went higher, this may be a golden opportunity to begin looking at converting.
Could not agree more, because you know what? If the new administration comes in, and let's say we have a change to this new tax code, and then let's say by that time we've got somebody.
You know, we got several more years.
Right. No, we do.
Okay.
But that's my point,
though. Don't be trying to bring out old new.
No,
you sound like MSNBC over here, man. I'm about to go get a peach.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to rush things. I'm just saying.
Come on now.
But seriously, if now is an opportune time to do something like that because the tax rates are lower, you don't know what they're going to look like in retirement.
Right.
So while
right.
you do, maybe you do that now so that, you know what, because also if you do a conversion and now your money's in the Roth, you don't have RMDs anymore.
Yeah.
Now you got some flexibility on your tax situation in retirement.
You're not forced to take that as income at any specific time. And the other longer term.
Until they change their mind.
Well, of course. I mean, everything is subject to change. But the reality is, if you just do the math, basically – if you can forecast what tax rates are going to be in the future and you knew that they were going to be lower, then you would be better off to stay in a traditional, because that's when you're going to get taxed on the money. However, we don't know that.
It also depends on how old you are.
Yeah, because
we run these numbers for Gene,
and
now you're also playing the "when do I die" part.
Yeah, there's a break even. Yeah,
there is, and
right?
So it's
circumstance.
I mean, you run that regression, that regression analysis. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know, square root of the hypotenuse.
Well, the only thing we can rely on is math, and you're right, Bill. But the reality is, we've actually found that you're better off having multiple choices from which you draw your income, and if you're not,
there's not one size fits all,
right? And if you're not forced, as is the case when you pay the tax now You got a Roth. The Roth is never taxed again, so the growth beyond is not taxable, and you're not forced to take it at any specific time. Basically, the deal is the government wants their money, and if you save it initially tax-free, at some point they're going to force you to pay them their tax, and they do that with the required minimum distribution, right?
Yeah. So,
I tend to look at it like the government wants my money, but that's a different. I mean, I understand.
Oh, they do. They do.
The government views it just the way you said it. I tend to view it a little bit differently.
Yeah. Ownership. You're right.
Well, they have the weapons.
Exactly. They will come to your house with a gun.
They'll take your stuff.
If you don't give them their money. And it is their money in that case, right?
That's true. Right.
That is right.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's not my picture on the dollar bill.
Yeah. Even though you call yourself that.
Well, I don't call myself dollar bill. It's dollar. Drop the R, man.
There's no R's.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Yeah. Well, gosh. I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
You're not a smart guy, Troy.
Maybe that's the problem. But I'm not with the street vernacular. Dollar bill.
Come on. Well, I grew up with Stone Mountain, man.
I got you beat. I grew up in Mableton.
Where?
Whatever.
We're not even going to talk to
you. It ain't near Paulding County, so Jared don't know where that
is. Dang right.
He's lost.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break.
Let's get it started in here.
You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The bass keeps running.
In this context... All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.